Hi, beloved. Grace and peace to you from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome to Gospel 365 Daily Devotional. And I am your host, Benjamin Osei Ofori. The message for today is titled, The Power That Works in You. And we are reading our memory scripture from Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 to 21. Now, unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. What an inspiring thought revealed to us in our theme verse. It says, Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. It didn't say, according to the power that worketh in heaven. This explains that you have a role in the operations of the miraculous in your life. The glory of God is manifested in your life according to the power that works in you. Even though God, in His sovereignty, can cause certain things to happen for you, He doesn't want to work outside of you. Some Christians often feel discouraged and frustrated because they are praying to God to do something for them, yet to no avail. The issue isn't with God. They are the ones to activate the power of God in them to bring about the desired changes. In Paul's epistle to the Philippians, we read of his personal testimony to this effect. He understood that the ability to do the supernatural wasn't rested in heaven, but within him. By the Spirit, he said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Notice that he didn't say, we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. Rather, this was his personal testimony. What a mentality! Paul couldn't think failure, defeat, or impossibilities. He knew the ability of the Spirit had been granted him to achieve supernatural result, and he spoke accordingly. Many a times, since we are not students of the Word, we become victims in such situations. But this is what the Lord has for us. Become conscious that God lives in you, in His fullness, which means all His power and eternal might are domiciled in your spirit. How do you activate that power to work for you? It is by consciously meditating on the Word and speaking in tongues. You can bring that power to bear today on anything or any area of your life. God bless you. Can you pray this prayer after me? Dear Father, I thank you for your power that fills me through and through. I can do all things through Christ, who energizes me from within. I'm prepped for your glory today, being conscious of the supernatural ability of the Spirit that is at work in me mightily. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
If God is transforming your life through this podcast, remember to subscribe to our YouTube channel at Gospel 365 Podcast, and also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at GO 365 Podcast. Send your prayer requests or testimonies to Gospel 365 Podcast at gmail.com. and God bless you.